Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 13:12.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. Sometimes our life's journey leads us into situations that don't make sense. I've experienced this many times, and I'm sure you have too. My husband and I made a 3-year commitment to live in Nepal back in the 80s so he could work on a hydroelectric power project there. We were the only English speakers in our wee village, and our Nepalese language skills were limited at best. Our home was a mud and rock house with a grass thatch roof, no electricity, and no indoor plumbing. I was in my early 20s and pregnant with our first child when we moved into the village. My husband walked about 30 minutes to the project office 6 days a week, and I remained behind. The internet with Skype and Zoom and WhatsApp did not exist. Airmail letters were our only means of communicating with family and friends, and those took 3 weeks to reach their destination. To say I was lonely and blown away by culture shock was an understatement. But God did a significant change in my thinking over time. He helped me work through culture shock and brought me to the place where I truly wanted to spend the rest of my life in that land, in that village. We even had an interview with a career nonprofit organization. 1 week after that interview, the Lord sent us back to North America through circumstances far beyond our control. That was 36 years ago. And I still don't see God's purposes clearly for positioning us there only to send us back to North America when we were ready and willing to stay. In today's verse, the Apostle Paul sheds insights on this issue of not seeing our life circumstances clearly. He refers to a mirror, knowing his readers could relate. In those days, Corinth was famous for producing mirrors made from polished metals. They were beautiful, but they always produced a somewhat distorted image. We are like the Corinthians, unable to see a clear picture of what God is doing in our lives at this time. Our understanding is distorted, as though we're looking into a mirror made of polished metal. We just cannot get a clear picture because we can't see all that God sees from His infinite and eternal perspective. For now, we look at our circumstances and fail to see clearly. But someday, when we reach heaven, we'll gain a heavenly perspective. Someday, our understanding will be made complete when we see Jesus face to face. Face to face is a literal statement in this verse. It's different from Exodus 33:11, which says that God spoke with Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend. In that context, it's a figurative expression meaning God and Moses had open and unhindered fellowship. They enjoyed a great conversation but Moses did not see the literal face of God. 1 Corinthians 13:12 contains the literal phrase face to face because someday we will see Jesus. Everything that seems so important to us now will lose its luster then. The answers to the questions we have now will come to light then. That distorted picture we see in the mirror now, it will finally come into focus. Now we know spiritual truths only in part. Our knowledge of who God is limited. Our understanding of the way He works and why is also limited. But someday, Paul says, we will know all these things fully, just as we have been fully known. The phrase, just as we have been fully known, refers to the complete way in which God knows us. Scripture says that He knows the number of hairs on our head, the motives of our heart, the words we speak before they roll off our tongue. He knows when we get up and when we lie down and where we are at all times. Nothing about us is hidden from Him. He knows us fully. Someday we'll know more fully than we know now. We'll know more about God and more about why He allowed certain circumstances into our lives. We'll know how He was there for us even when we felt alone. We'll know when He directed our steps even though we hadn't asked for guidance. We'll know when He protected us from danger we didn't know was there. We'll know how He used suffering to refine our faith and make us strong. We'll know why prayers that we thought went unanswered were actually answered in ways that evidenced God's goodness in our lives. The day will come, my friend, when we see Jesus face to face, and we will fully know. But until then, let's trust His heart and rest in His love. May I pray for you? Dear God, thank You for giving us hope for those times when we don't understand Your ways. When we look at our circumstances and see only a distorted view of what's happening in our lives, remind us, please, that someday we'll see You face to face and know fully. Until then, teach us to trust Your heart and Your good plans. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com